Fiat. July 24, 1934. How God has established all the truths that He must manifest on His divine will. How the divine will bilocates, repeats, and grafts the divine life. How creation has not ended, but continues. I was feeling all immersed in the divine volition. All the truths that had been manifested to me, which regarded it, were crowding my mind and wanted to speak and speak again to make themselves known. But, alas, their speaking was of heaven, too high. I lack many of the terms to be able to repeat their celestial lessons. Only I felt that they were bearers of sanctity of heaven and of divine joys. But while I was feeling all immersed in the fiat, my always lovable Jesus, with an unspeakable love, told me, "My little daughter of my will, daughter of it as you are, I feel the love need for my daughter to know its secrets. If I did not do this often, I would remain drowned by the gigantic waves of love that are unleashed from me. So, speaking to you of my will is for me refreshment. It is relief. It is balm, which mitigates my flames so that I may not remain suffocated and burned by my love. I am the Jesus all love, and I manifest my greatest love in speaking about my divine volition. But do you know why? The essence of our life is recognized by the speaking of my will, and in my word, my fiat bilocates and repeats our life in the midst of creatures. Nor is there greater glory for us, or fullness of outpouring of our excessive love, other than in seeing our life bilocated, in order to give itself, graft itself, centralize itself in her, as our own dwelling, as much as the creature is capable of. It is one more kingdom of our love and will that we acquire. Therefore, our creative work has not ended, but continues, though not by creating new heavens and suns in the universe. No. Rather, our divine fiat has reserved for itself to continue the creation by virtue of its creative power. And as it pronounces its fiat of creating, bilocating, repeating our divine life in the midst of creatures, there cannot be a more beautiful continuation of creation. Therefore, pay attention and listen to me. Our Supreme Majesty has established ab eterno, all the truths of the divine will that we have to manifest. And they remain like many queens within our divine being, waiting with invincible love to set their way toward the earth so as to bring, as queens, the great good of these knowledges of our fiat to the creatures. And these will perform the role of teachers in order to form the creatures according to the truths that they announce. These queens, my troops, will give the first kiss of the life of the fiat and will be endowed with transforming virtues, transforming into the truth itself those who listen to it, and remaining with them, ready for their needs, to help them and instruct them. We will be all love for them, willing to give them whatever they want as long as they listen to them and let themselves be guided and handled by them. Now, of all the truths on our will, not all of them have yet come out, and those that are left are anxiously waiting to depart from within our divinity to fulfill their office and be bearers and transformers of the good that they possess. And once all the truths we have disposed to issue are manifested, altogether these noble queens will assault our divine being, and like an invincible army, with their own divine weapons, they will conquer us and will obtain the triumph of the kingdom of the divine will upon earth. Resisting them will be impossible to us, and by conquering God, they will also conquer the creatures. This is why my speaking still continues, because not all the queens have come out of our divinity to fulfill their office. And since the speaking about my will is continuation of the creation from the fiat that created the universe, just as then the creation of the universe was preparation for the creation of man, so today is my speaking about my fiat nothing other than the continuation of creation to prepare the sumptuousness, the decorum for my kingdom and for those who will possess it. Therefore, be attentive, and let nothing escape you. Otherwise, you would suffocate an act of my will, and would force me to repeat my lessons